It's time to grind, baby. Let's go to work.
All eyes are on the outside. This is Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. As Phase 3 of the OTAs got underway this week, head coach Ron Rivera and his staff were on the field with the entire team for the first time this offseason. It's their first chance to start molding the team that will take the field in September.
Good break. High knees, 1,000 reps into the end zone. High knees, 1,000 reps.
It's also the first time that rookies will be on the field elbow to elbow with veteran teammates.
You know, it's good. It's the next step. You know, it's an important part of the off season now. After, you know, having a chance to install everything and having a chance to, you know, get guys out here, get everybody caught up as far as where they are as being in shape and everything. And you know, now it's time to go live and go against our defense and see where we're at. So, you know, we got to maximize these next 3 weeks and then. You know, have our time off before camp.
There is no doubt that many observers are curious to watch the development of the Panthers' receiving core, and it's understandable. During the offseason, that group underwent a complete overhaul with the loss of Steve Smith, Brandon LaFell, and Ted Ginn. This new look group will have to come together in a hurry, and to this point, the response has been positive.
It's mind-blowing. We're a pretty tight group. Already, you know, and it's just a good group all overall, man. We guys are celebrating for one another, you know, interested in helping each other get better as a group and really, really looking out for the next man, you know, and that's what it's about. That's how you're going to win championships. It's about the team. It's about the Panthers. And I think every guy in the room knows that, and that's what we're shooting for. Workmanlike. Guys really decided to work with each other. And we know what we have to do as a group to help this team win ball games. You know, so we're taking an approach to get better every day. We have a coach that's played in this league a long time. And to have that type of wisdom at your disposal, you know, it's going to help not only young guys but older guys as well, you know, like myself. So, it's a great situation. It's a great situation, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work with these guys.
I think you do it by example. You know, the guys that have been around, you know, the first thing that the young guys want to see if you work. And I think once you do things by example, you go out and do the right things, it gives you a voice to speak. A lot of times people speak first, and their actions don't match their words, and people lose respect rather than gain it. So we're trying to lead by example in a room first.
As a whole, how important is it for this team to gel?
You have to, because you know you have the success that you guys had last year, and you bring in a whole bunch of new guys, so you have to. And the coaches have done a great job with installing and helping guys to learn and pick up the system. I don't know if we had many mental errors today, so especially from the receiver position. So it's just been a great experience, and we are bonding. It's a process, but we are way ahead of the curve.
At this point, the receiving corps will have to make the most of every opportunity catching balls from Cam Newton as he continues to rehab from off-season surgery. At this point, Newton is on the field only for individual drills and a little after-practice workout with his newest receivers.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big thing is communication, and he's been doing that, and that's what we want to do as a group, communicate, you know, how we run, how we're going to run routes, and you know what he expects from us, you know, while we're running those routes, and you know, and so when it's time for him to be back out here, you know, we'll be on the same page when it comes to that, you know. So, you know, we're just working one day at a time, trying to get better as a group.
You know, it is what it is right now. You know, he's not out there. He's you know, DA's taking all those reps, and he's doing a good job. And once Cam's gets back, we'll play catch up with the guys that haven't been around him, and those of us that have been here and have. You know, worked with them, just try to get back to where we were.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.
And that goes right into the.